This is super exciting. You guys have no idea
how long this has been in the works because this guy's super busy.
Oh. First of all, this is Nathan Chan, founder of Founder. Man, I've been following your story. I've been following the growth of Founder. I follow, you know, the people that you're interviewing. You have some big names. And I'm blown away, one, that you're here in Melbourne. And two, I'm honored that you frequent Creative Cubes.
Because we
want people, we're building a community around people like you, around the people like EO, like people that attend EO. So do you want to just give the audience a bit of a... my audience isn't as big as yours, but one day.
It's not about that.
No, I know. But props to you, man. 1.2 on Insta.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful enough that I got a lifetime subscription to Founder. In fact, today we teamed up and gave all of our community a lifetime subscription to Founder.
So basically, I've been running it for a few years now, 4 or 5 years to be exact. I started the magazine as a monthly digital publication on the App Store, Google Play Store. I literally started it as a side hobby passion project. So I come from an IT support background.
Yeah.
I know nothing. Back then, I knew nothing about apps. I knew nothing about design. I knew nothing about even entrepreneurship itself. This is still my first business. I knew nothing about editorial content, social media, you name it. And I created the magazine because I wanted to get a job in marketing.
Wow.
Because I was really passionate about marketing, but no one would give me a job.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have any experience. And I was trying for all these marketing jobs. I went back to university. And, you know, long story short, I remember speaking to this guy at this, you know, marketing agency. He wouldn't give me a job, and I got feedback, and he said, what would it take to be able to get a job at your agency? And he's like, I think what would be really cool is if you created your own blog and, like, you know, create something around marketing and showing what you're learning. And, I started to, you know, learn a lot of stuff around online marketing online. There's a lot of stuff out there. And I thought this awesome opportunity came up to purchase this software that allowed you to create your own digital magazine on the App Store.
Sure.
And Google Play Store.
Yep.
And I thought that was a brilliant opportunity to just, one, have some fun and just create a passion project. Didn't know what would happen. At first, the magazine was going to be on horse racing.
Wow.
So, where, you know,
are you passionate about horses and horse racing?
Yeah. So, and my housemate at the time, he just got a job working on the TV. He's a horse racing reporter.
Yep.
He's on TV every day now. But before that, like, me and him were going to do this together. And but because of his contract and the job that he got, we couldn't do it.
Sure.
So I went back to the drawing board and I thought to myself, well, maybe I should just do like a magazine on entrepreneurship and business. I don't know anything about it, but I'm passionate. Like, I'm interested in this stuff. And, like, you know, I was learning around online marketing and stuff and doing free online courses and stuff. And I launched a magazine, and it actually wasn't even called Founder.
Did it come straight out of the gate as Founder?
No, it wasn't called Founder. It was called something else, and I was sued in the first 4 months of starting it for trademark infringement. By one of the biggest business magazines in the States. I can't say who it is, but they actually don't print magazines anymore.
See what happens when you pick on the wrong guy? David and Goliath here, baby.
But they're still around, but yeah, they're actually, I think, not doing that well. They actually contacted us a while ago to do a partnership. Anyway, long story short, wasn't called Founder, first 4 months. Changed the name, so it was actually a blessing in disguise. We were sued for trademark infringement. Changed the name, and yeah, it just kind of just grew very, very slowly from there. It took me about a year to build it up, to be able to leave my day job, you know, build up the magazine subscriptions, cover operating costs, and, you know, just it's just kind of just progressed from there. And, you know, back then we didn't have an audience either.
Yep.
Had no social media presence even after I left my job. And I've just been building it, and more and more as time has gone on, it's become much more than a magazine. It's become an entrepreneurial brand.
Yep.
And that produces entrepreneurial content in many different forms, whether it's audio, video, premium courses, magazine, printed magazines, doesn't matter. And we're going to do more like really cool, exciting things. But for the most part, we just produce entrepreneurial content at scale for startup founders and entrepreneurs.
And you interview some of the biggest names in the business.
Yeah, look, we have
Branson's showing up quite a bit.
Yeah, interview Richard Branson. Heaps. Like, I'm not big on name dropping, but we've been lucky to interview a lot of the greatest entrepreneurs of our generation, and especially the most well-known ones with big personal brands.
Yeah.
And that's been a really powerful way to build the brand and the authority of that brand and the reputation of the brand, especially because I started out of thin air.
Sure.
So that's been really powerful. And the way that I've done that is through using the magazine.
Yep.
Magazines are a very, very powerful authority builder and tool. So, you know, a lot of people want to build their personal brand, they publish a book.
Yep.
Magazines like 10 times higher on the authority scale.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people would buy that, the regular magazine versus, you know, the book. You might buy a book, but that person's only produced, I mean, big writers are writing more than one book a year, but...
Well, yeah, I think there's something very powerful publishing a magazine. Like, there's a certain level of authority, credibility, and status being able to offer or show successful people or whatever niche or genre showcasing that person on the front cover of that magazine.
And how does print go versus your digital aspect? I mean, we hear we're living in a digital world today.
Yep.
There's publishing companies going bust, Amazon's going crazy, the whole book world.
Yeah, I agree. So when I started Founder, it started as a digital publication. It's still digital to this day every month, but I've kind of spun it on its head, and I have a unique model on the print side where we actually give the print magazines away for free. Mm-hmm. We only have one particular print one right now, but we're going to have heaps soon. We give the magazine away for free, you just got to pay shipping and handling, and it's like $5 or whatever. And then we just keep giving away for free, and we use Facebook ads and we do all sorts of things. But for the printed magazines, we'll never lock ourselves into subscription. I think that's where a lot of these business models are flawed in. You cannot build a publishing company or a media entity off the basis of advertising. We hardly make any money on advertising. It's not even a thing that we really worry about for us. And I think the new age media companies and publishing companies that are building sustainable business models monetize in many different forms of, you know, whether it's advertising, whether it's content, whether it's events, through other means. And I think that's how you can build a successful business model around content.
Yep.
So yes, I agree. There are a lot of print publications and magazines shutting down. There was one recently that stopped print. It was doing quite well. I think it still is. It's a well-known brand called The Collective.
Yep.
They recently stopped doing print. I think it's just a flawed model. You cannot do, and I never want us to be locked into a recurring subscription print. I'm fine for digital.
Yep.
Every month we can handle that, but print, I think it just adds so much more to the table. Yeah, we might do whether we bundle it with some other digital offering, like educational offering, and then the print side, but it can't just be just print. I don't like it.
Yep.
I don't think it's smart. The model that we have with the print side, I think, is smart and it's doing really well.
Yeah, so do you think your print model is sustainable?
100%.
Yeah.
Because print isn't going anywhere.
Yep.
It is actually becoming a lost art form to be able to get something in the mail. And if you have a digital brand and somebody can feel it or touch it, it changes their relationship with the brand and it changes their experience.
I love that, man. You guys should, hope you're listening, you can rewind. That's powerful stuff. Like, I think that's...
getting something in the mail is exciting, dude. And we give that to you for free. You just got to cover shipping and handling. We'll continue to do that.
Yeah.
And that makes us a lot of money.
Sure.
And if you can dial it in, you can dial in the unit economics because there's a couple of, optional upgrades, a Vistaprint.
Yep.
Think of so Vistaprint,
yep,
one of their key ways to expose their brand and get more people around what they do and you know, turn prospects into buyers was they do your first free 100 business cards.
Sure.
And they, you know, used Facebook ads or any form of PPC advertising. You get your first free, 100. But then you've got your optional upgrades
yep.
throughout the checkout process.
Yep.
And then they've got those unit economics dialed in that they could constantly scale Vistaprint. That's why everyone knows what Vistaprint is.
Totally.
So that's exactly what we're doing with the magazine.
So you're coming in for the 100 free business cards, but then I might add metallic or I might add a special gloss
finish.
Yeah,
you might add one of our courses. You might add some digital subscription stuff. Like so.
And, that, you're seeing that as a nice trend?
Mate. Yeah, it's doing very well.
Good on you, man.
So we will continue to use that model. It's quite different from any other regular print media publication that don't do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They probably won't even pay attention to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's very, very powerful. And you can welcome someone into your world, and at the same time, you're welcome to your brand. You give them a great experience because you give them a great product, and it's costing them hardly anything. And at the same time, you can make those unit economics work.
Yeah, and then the magazine's laying around, the eyeballs that come into that, and then the cycle starts over and over again.
Yeah,
right?
100%. So, yeah, that's how we're kind of playing the print side thing. So I think print is still relevant, and I think it's not going to change, and we'll continue to do print magazines.
But it's very interesting. You don't look at it like a print business. You look at it as sort of like the gateway to everything else.
I see Founder, and we'll always publish the magazine as the brand builder, the face of the business.
Yeah.
But the real business is in the education and the other content assets that we're building right now.
Amazing. I know that you're pressed for time. Thank you so much. We really, not only me, but the team here and people that know who you are when you come into the building with your team, it electrifies the space. So thank you for coming. No, seriously. We've been exchanging stuff. You know me already. Like anything I can do to help you, it's an honor and a pleasure at the same time. But thank you for doing what you do, because I know for me as an entrepreneur, when I first came into the founder world, 15 hours away from here, it spoke to me. I was like, shit, there's other people that actually feel this way. There's actually other people that are going through these, peaks and troughs of trying to get their business, their idea, their platform. So thank you. I got a message from a friend of mine. He's in Los Angeles. He watches the vlog on a regular. His name's Jake Adler. He keeps sending me founder stuff.
Oh, wow.
In a private message. And I'm like, dude, just watch the vlog. I think Wednesday.
There we go.
Jake, you watching now, boy? Hey, thank you.
Awesome. Thanks so much, man.
Of course.
Absolute pleasure.